always gotta keep my praise unique. Cause ain't nobody else got a praise like me. So I yada da, Shabaka, I yada da, I yada da. There's power in my praise, so I stay on my feet. The devil retreats when you praise like me. So we yada da, Shabaka, we yada da, we yada da.
Yo, what's up? This is the Warrior, Don Christian, man, and it's going down. I'm excited, man. The Misfit Tour is coming to Seattle, and it's coming to Portland. I'm going to hit both of these joints up. I did clarify that with the wifey, you know what I'm saying? So I will be catching all y'all in Portland. I want y'all to be there. The Portland joint's going to be on Monday, the 17th, and the one in Seattle will be on Tuesday, the 18th, man. And you guys need to go get your tickets at MisfitTour.net. MisfitTour.net. They got VIP tickets. They got front row seat tickets. Then they got general tickets. You know what I'm saying? So you guys definitely want to be in the building. It's going to be a great time, man. And this is how you can do it. Once again, MisfitTour.net. Go there. Or you can give a call to the number 917-409-6703. And you guys want to be there, man. And I got some special interviews lined up. Shout out to GospelNW.com. You know what I'm saying? Getting this thing popping for us, man. And we just excited to be a part of what's going on in the Northwest for the Kingdom of God. So we was like, man, let's try to swing it so we can get them on. So I had the opportunity to interview Sean Simmons to see what's going on with him, man. And, you know, he's the CEO of Exist. He's going to tell a little bit more about who he is and what he does. We talked to him. We also talked to B. Rife as well, man. And we chopped it up with him, seeing what's going on with him after his departure with GoTee. He talks about that. So you definitely want to find out what happened. And I'm going to just say this. It was not no beef thing. You know what I'm saying? Let's clarify it up. Every time somebody separate, that don't mean they got to be beef. You dig? Sometimes it's a good thing. Then also, we got it in with Molly Music, man. And, man, it was a good time chopping it up with these guys, seeing what's going on, seeing what their favorite stops were, and just a whole bunch of different things like that, man. And they still drop that good old knowledge on the Yada the King Radio, man. So we dedicating this show right here for the Misfit Tour, Yada the King Radio. Just wanted to give a heads up to all those that are going. Make sure you guys get your tickets. Once again, MisfitTour.net, or go to call the number 917-409-6703. Once again, 917-409-6703. I'm going to play a couple of songs on this, but this is really going to be the interview, man. In-depth interviews you don't want to miss, man. It's Yada the King Radio, Don Christian. Let's get into this, y'all. Matter of fact, I'm going to play this song right here, Fireproof, Sean Simmons. Let's get it in.
Yeah. Yo, cheese. Let's do this, man. Yeah. Let's go. No matter how intense it gets, it ain't hot enough. Yeah. Yeah. I wish somebody told me about a storm I ain't been through. Clooney. Shed enough tears, turn my blue sky gloomy. No copyright on these hard times, sue me. Birthday wasn't April 1st, could've fooled me. 2, 3, 4 or more years, maybe. Childhood, no good, should've went crazy. Toys all counterfeit, boy food gazy. Hungry, daily, no pops to raise me. Daddy lied, mama cried. She did her best, mama tried. While she's feeding two boys, she's starving. Love was the only thing warm in the apartment.
Lights out, dark clouds, wake confusion. Why this, why me, will I keep losing? Why this pain in my heart so bruising? Feels like the world's not moving. Wanna see it?
And the gang's all here, reptiles. can't have, believe me. Done seen it all in the industry. Haters thought they finished me, now I'm the epitome. Highs and the lows, shorty, I be on that roller coast. Anybody sleeping, man, y'all gone comatose. Or they overdose, they hating, grandiose. I'm metamorphing to a torch and give them crow to roast. I'm so beyond trying to show them that I'm nice. I'm trying to give them life, I'm trying to give them Christ.
Trying to prove the price that you pay could be eternal.
Trying to keep it subtle, not to overdo it. Christ got me crazy, I'll be drinking lighter fluid. Forget the trauma unit, blood is transfused. That means I'm bad news, cause I can't lose.
Living life like a diplomatic envoy.
Delivers Christ, so I just count it all joy. No illusions employed, I've been authenticated. Got God in my heart, can nobody ever take him.
Devil drop bombs, we walking through flames. Striking that match, I'm feeling no pain.
Right, man, I got the homie Sean Simmons right now. The whole Misfit tour is going down. First of all, Sean, man, for all the people that don't know who you are, explain who Sean is.
Well, for those that don't know me, first and foremost, I'm a man that loves God. I live for his purpose to share his word, and I'm a father. I'm a husband,
yeah,
and I'm also president of Exist Music, and co-founder of Exist Worldwide, along with my partner T Black. For those that don't know who Exist Music or Exist Worldwide is, we also facilitate the Truth and the Ambassador, and Jahaziel and Andale, and you know, I'm a singer, songwriter, producer, rapper, everything, all the above.
Yeah,
it's all in there,
man. Yeah. I mean, like, it's kind of, you kind of like one of them cats. If I got a hat and I pull something out, you might be one of them. You know what I'm saying? Like,
you might be one of them.
Yeah,
you jack of all trades.
Yeah, you got a lot going on, man. How do you balance? I think this is a question that I always ask a lot of artists that are, you know what I'm saying, busy, not just with artistry, but have families and all that, man. How do you balance that, bro?
Well, honestly, man, it's when you have to come up with a mental decision that you're going to balance it. Anybody can balance anything.
Yeah.
You know, you just need to know when your cutoff times are, when it's time to work. You know, I'm one that I put family high on my pedestal, and you know, when it comes time to giving my family the attention that they need from me, you know, I make sure that I do my part, because, you know, God, I think I'm almost positive God blesses that more than anything. You know, where you're true to your first calling, you know, and your first calling is your family.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I think between, you know, prioritizing and scheduling and just having people around you that respect that, you know, and understand that, that helps as well.
Yeah.
And you know, just making sure that you put certain things of importance where it needs to be at the time that it needs to be addressed, you know, and that's just really what I do.
T tight, man. We're excited to do this, man. I like to always ask, man, what with all the stuff that you do, what is some of the favorite, or what's your favorite thing to do? Is it songwriting? Is it singing? Or you just can't separate them? How do you feel about that?
Well, honestly, my favorite thing is just to see certain visions that are birthed come to life, you know, whether it be musically, whether it just be, you know, professionally. I mean, I really like musically. I like to see when an idea is put into, you know, it's birthed and it's put into action. And then you hear the end result of that idea and you just say, wow, you sit back and say, wow, you know, thank you, God, for giving me this. You know, and just really going back and appreciating God for the gift. But just, you know, being able to just see certain things come to life, I think for me is just really, that just brings joy, you know. And it doesn't necessarily have to be just musically or songwriting, or it could just be, you know, an idea like the Misfit Tour. You know what I mean? How it was birthed, the idea was birthed, and then we executed and here it is, you know. And it's a good feeling just to see it come to life.
Yeah, so you're a visionary as well, and I think that's tight, man. Just seeing all the different hats that you rocking, the different things that you do for you guys' show. Let's see, man. Let's talk about an unknown fact that somebody might not know about Sean Simmons, man. What's something that they might not know?
That I am of West Indian descent. I have my father's from Jamaica, my mother's from Trinidad. I don't know if everybody knows, I'm from Canada originally.
Okay.
You know, I'm born in Toronto. You know, on my new album, you'll hear reflections of all that. You know, you'll hear something reggae infused that will really tap into my roots. So hopefully, you know, I know there's a couple people that might know it, but, you know, if you didn't know it, now you do.
Tight, man. So let's talk about a testimonial from your music. Somebody that heard your music, what's one of the greatest testimonies you have heard?
Oh, man. Greatest testimony I've heard from my music. I mean, wow, it's a good question. But I think just any testimony for me is great. You know, any story or any type of redemption, any type of change, any type of new motivation, you know, that has resulted because of my music is great to me. You know, I've been through some things in my life that, you know, that God allowed to happen for the sake of transition, for the sake of growth. And, you know, I share a lot of that in my music. But when, you know, somebody comes to me and says, man, that inspired me, it doesn't have to be where, you know, somebody was at the point of suicide and they dropped the knife because my record came on, and it ain't got to be that great for me.
Yeah.
You know, it could simply just be, you know, it could just simply be your music, you know, made me happy when I was sad. You know what I mean? I mean, it could be that simple, you know.
Yeah.
That to me, is satisfaction. You know, that's satisfaction to you.
Tight, man. So you guys got this tour going on, man. Misfit Tour. Tell me some of the highlights for you. What cities you were just feeling? I mean, and don't we? Let me say this to all the cities that the Misfit Tour has been to. None of us gonna be better than Seattle. That's where I'm from. So you know what I'm saying, it's gonna go down in Seattle. You know, we the fans, the 12th man. We got the 12th man. Like, they named the whole stadium the 12th man for the Seahawks. So you know it's gonna be rocking up here. But since you guys haven't got there yet, tell us the highlights, right, man. Tell us the highlights.
Oh, man. Highlights, you know, we've done multiple cities. So far, every city has been so embracing. You know, I do have to say every city has just given us and shown us so much love. But I would say off top, the best city so far was Dallas.
Yeah.
Dallas was crazy in that.
Okay.
You know, we had almost, I think, somewhere over 1,500, almost 2,000 people.
Wow.
You know, and the energy was unbelievable, you know, and so I would say between Dallas and maybe Fayetteville, you know, Well, there was also Orlando. So, I mean,
yeah, yeah.
But, Dallas was the spot, I would say, so far. You know, and then also just the highlights personally, as far as just being on the bus, being around, you know, these dudes, man, these guys are crazy.
You just can't tell me they crazy. What's been going on in the bus, man? I know y'all been driving everywhere. Y'all like brothers and sisters now. What's popping, man?
Oh man, it's dope. I mean, the unity has just been amazing. But everybody has their own personality. You know, Molly Music is a fool. I'm gonna just say that right now.
Yeah,
that little dude is so hilarious, man. He is hilarious. But you know, we have some intense Xbox battles.
Wow.
You know, they get real intense.
What game y'all playing?
Of course, 2K. You know, NBA 2K. Well, the 12 just came out, so we've been going in on that.
Yeah.
They like all that Call of Duty and all that. I can't get into that too much.
Yeah.
But
yeah, you like me. I don't play gun games. I'm good with that.
Nah, I don't do the gun games. I mean, it's just too much going on in them games. But you know. Basketball it gets intense, and then you know they be doing the spades and all that, you know, on the bus. So, but I mean, everybody, the love is there. You know, we genuinely like each other. You know,
yeah,
which really makes it so much more appreciative. You know, where we can just really be around each other, and I get frustrated and be like, man, why you gotta come around here? You know, we really like each other.
Tight.
So yeah, everybody's good.
All right, man. So let's talk about, you know what I'm saying, the response of the people. Has there been a lot of cats coming to Christ on the tour? Has there been a lot of people? I mean, how do you guys do that as far as this tour?
Yeah, I mean, we have, you know, of course, everybody that attends, well, not everybody, but majority of the folks that are attending are either aware of, you know, who we are, or, you know, they're already saved,
yeah,
or, you know, already been saturated in that. But at the same time, you know, the small handful that may come that need to hear, you know, who Christ is, you know, the response has been great. Pastor Chris Durso, he's just an awesome man of God, and you know, night in, night out, you know, he's on this tour for that purpose, you know, to really share the word, bring the word in a way that, you know, is unique, in a way that people can just, you know, anybody can relate to, and he's been doing an awesome job in doing that.
Yeah.
And you know, leaving people, it just impressed and pierced as to who Christ is, you know, and breaking down the whole misfit theme and why we are misfits, and just giving that definition and breaking it down in the way that he does, man, it's just awesome, you know. And we're all on stage to bring a certain unique thing, you know, and he brings the word in a way that is very unique.
Yeah.
So response to that has been great. You know, people have come up. There's moments where, you know, the truth would go up there and just flip his set around, you know, and just really just worship it out. Or Molly might go up there and just, you know, and just straight worship, you know, because that's just what the atmosphere had called for at that time. And, you know, I'm locked there. I got a 15-minute set, and my 15 minutes is 15 minutes.
Yeah.
You know, I stick to my guns as far as what I got. But I haven't been able to, like, expand and just show other, you know, that other side of me. But at the same time, you know, that's why we have Pastor Chris Durso on there, just to really facilitate that need. Yeah.
Man, that's good stuff, man. And we're going to ask you, man, what's coming up next for Sean Simmons, man? I heard you talk about the new project. You know what I'm saying? What else you got going, man? Let us know what that new project is as well.
Yeah, the new project is called The Genesis. It's basically, of course, for those that know what the Genesis means, it's a new beginning. It's really to showcase my growth in this industry, my growth musically, my growth spiritually, my growth professionally. I'm sharing all that on this record.
Yeah.
You know, just really giving a transparent approach to allowing people to see who I really am, where I've come from, you know, and where I'm hoping to go or looking to go. And also just, you know, encouraging those that are looking to possibly come into this whole industry thing and have certain expectations. You know, I want my knowledge of the industry, you know, with being a president, being, you know, involved musically on a day-to-day basis, not just from a sonic, not just sonically, but also just professionally. You know, I want people to understand that, you know, there's a lot more to this than what they think, you know, and, you know, certain, I'm looking to share that through in my message and music, but in a way where it also ties into a spiritual connection towards, you know, being a part of this quote unquote industry.
Yeah.
And so, you know, that's what I'm, it's going to be a unique message. And of course, a unique sound. For those that know me first, they know me as a singer first.
Right.
But on this record, like I said before, I'm rapping, I'm singing. If you caught me on the Misfit Tour, you've been introduced to that. The response has been very, very positive. You know, so I'm very excited about being able to present this new me per se, for lack of a better term, to the public. And I pray, and you know, that they will be blessed. And I'm just asking y'all to pray for, continue praying for me.
Okay, that's what's up, man. So we got Sean Simmons. Tell them how they can contact with you, man. Find out more about you on the internet and all that.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. The other thing too, I did forget to mention the Genesis. We're looking to drop it possibly February or March of next year. So please be on the lookout for that. But you can reach me on Facebook, facebook.com/ I am Sean Simmons. That's Sean Simmons, S-E-A-N Simmons with a D, S-I-M-M-O-N-D-S. You also got Twitter, at Sean Simmons. And then you got existmusic.com. That's X-I-S-T music.com. You get all the updates, information, leaks, exclusive music from me and all the other artists on the label. And then also my new website is currently in construction, but it's SeanSimmons.net. You stick to the Facebook and the Twitter, you'll get all the updates as to when the actual official site will be launched. So, yeah, there you have it.
Hey, man, Sean, I just want to say thank you for getting on, and we're going to see you in Seattle, man, and hopefully in Portland as well.
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. All right, God bless, boss. All right, let's get into this joint. I'm sorry, K9, Campino, and the homie B Rife from the Misfit Tour. Let's get it in, y'all.
Man, I'm sorry, I ain't wrote a word in 6 weeks, but I thought of Campino when I sent 6 tweets. And that day, dude hit me back. I said, let's do some tracks, and the homie said, sweet. And everybody said yay. But what about the 364 days that I waste when I ain't even spitting, cause nothing's been written and I'm gone without a trace? I'm sorry I don't write, but I'm tired, man. Maybe I'm finished just like Mike. No, not Jordan, not Jackson, not Tyson, Mike Jones, cause I gotta say it twice.
Say it twice.
I mean, I do seek the kingdom, but they don't seek me, they seek ringtones. Then I rap the word nonstop in an album they could cop, but they didn't even bring home. We say we want lawyers and doctors. We raising a whole generation of little flockers, a little walkers. And if we ain't on one or two labels, then you walk past our table and you won't even cop us. Listen to the dog whining like a baby, man. I ain't get flogged, I ain't get beat down, I ain't get mauled, nailed to the cross while the mob just applauded. But I know who did, and Jesus the reason that I breathe and I live. Accept apologies that I'm giving. I don't wanna be the man whose talents got hidden. I'm sorry.
I'm so sorry. For thinking so much about me that I forgot about you. I've been a fool. I'm so sorry. Letting all this pain and hurt,
my bad,
keep me from putting in work.
Heard an ounce of prevention worth a pound of regret. Probably more like work just weighed wet. To say in life that I've been a jerk's a safe bet. Apologizing for it all, too much work, I'll save sweat. Just let a little trickle like a sweat gland. And let let God's grace cover the rest, man. Can, let's see whatever will I start. Perfection is the goal. I'm falling short forever of the mark. A husband, father, artist, mentor. Days with yay long got me trying to get an inch more. A perfect balance of it all is what I inch towards. A lovely melody, beautiful as these synth chords. Instead there's discord. I'm trying to please the fans. Believe I'm ticked off when I'm trying to please the fam. Lil bro Jeremy needs some help with how to be a man. And God is jealous, I ain't taking time to read his plan. Swear there ain't enough bars for the cause. To my critics who insisting that I'm writing for applause. To my sisters I don't visit, friends who since I never kick it. Cause I'm trying to mold these verses, attract the souls and speak it. My God, another day that I live and fight. I beg you all to stick with me till I get it right. See, I'm still trying to make some sense of it all. Wanna be artist, welcome to a glimpse of the call. I'm sorry.
I'm so sorry. For thinking so much about me that I forgot about you. I've been a fool. I'm so sorry. Letting all this pain and hurt keep me from putting in work.
Wait just a minute now, let me get a word in. My apologies for not putting that work in. I was too concerned with pleasing people at Virgin. Record execs had my brain wrapped like a turban. Till it unraveled, then crashed and burned. And I hit rock bottom, now I'm in need of a surgeon. But thank God, he's teaching, I'm learning. Thank you fans for not kicking me to the curb. And being so patient, waiting while I tussle with this bone gristle call. It's building my muscle. In the past, I've let pain knock my hustle. Fear had my mouth gridlocked in the muzzle and I sat paralyzed, defeated by the lies. Meanwhile, people needed what I have inside. Well, I'ma let it out now, better late than never. Even if I ain't got it all together, you deserve my best. Can't wait forever, if it's now or never, I choose now. And even if this take doesn't make the mixtape, I gotta get it off of my chest somehow. I'm sorry.
I'm so sorry. Thinking so much about me that I forgot about you. I've been a fool. I'm so sorry.
Letting all this pain and hurt keep me from putting in work.
Yes, this is Yada the King Radio. I got the homie B. Rife on with me right now, man. And I just want to make sure I'm saying your name right, first of all. Is that how you say it? B. Rife?
You good.
Okay, okay.
B. Rife, yeah. It's a TH at the end, but you know, Do it how you want to, man.
No, I said be right. Yeah, with the TH. Okay, that's
yeah, you're good.
That's what's you're up, good. Man. I'm gonna say, man, the first time I heard from you was on one of my good homies K9's project, man. It was a couple of songs you were on the project, and I didn't even know at first you was rapping on there as well. But you rap and sing, man.
Right, right.
So tell me who is
B. Right. B. Right. Well, you know what, dude? I got this gift to sing and tell stories and rap, and I'm a pretty normal guy, don't have a crazy story to tell, but for some reason I got this gift and I want to share it with the world, man, and I'm very diverse where I come from, and so I love connecting with all kinds of people and crossing the cultural barrier that unfortunately exists. And so, yeah, K9, we met a while ago, and we just, he's from Milwaukee, I'm originally from Milwaukee, and we said, let's do something.
Yeah.
So we made it happen.
So y'all both Milwaukee Bucks fans too then, huh?
Yeah, I gotta be, you know, I'm from there, but this year it's about the Birds and the Packers, so I don't know if they have a season, you know, the Bucks, they're not looking too sharp, but we'll see.
Nah, that's what's up, man. So let's talk about your involvement in music. Like I said, you rap, you sing, but I know you do a lot more than that, man. But somebody listening be like, man, okay, who is B. Rife? Tell them a little bit about that.
Right, right. Yeah, you know, I actually produce as well. It's kind of like I kind of have a do it by any means necessary approach. And so I program my you know, beats, and then we get real musicians to come in and play on top of that.
Wow.
But I've listened to so much music. I definitely come from a pop background. I want it to stick in somebody's head, especially on a chorus. And then diversity stylistically wise, it's kind of like I do the hip hop side of things, but it's not 100% of who I am. It's just part of who I am. So I'm glad to be able to merge the two together, to be able to take the musicality side of things and merge it with the hip-hop side of things, and not just be stuck on one side or the other, you know?
Yeah. So with all those things that you do, what is your favorite, man? I know you got a favorite that you just be like, man, I could do this anytime. What's your favorite?
You know, it's crazy. It's music. It's music that I love, and it's like I feel like I get bored of just singing, and I get bored of just rapping.
Yeah.
So, like, it's the both, being able to do both, that makes it more probably entertaining and fun for me, and then it switches up songs, you know, for me personally. And I think I'm learning to like the songwriting process more. I used to love performing. That was my favorite part, connecting with people. But I don't know, something in the past couple of years, I really, even writing for other people, producing for other people is something I'm striving to do more. Because being an artist, it gets a little heavy at times. So
yeah,
I would definitely say being able to tell stories through the rap side of things, is, I love it. You can talk to people through that language, but having a break from that and being able to sing is good. I love it too. And on the new record that's coming out, it's kind of split down the middle. You know, there's some rap only joints, some singing only joints, and some with both. So
tight, man. So let's talk about you writing, man. I think that there's a lot of artists that aspire to be writers. They want to be writers. Let's talk about that process with you, man, and who are some of the people you have written for?
Yeah, you know, I've written, I got a cut, but I don't know if you heard of the Katinas, but
yeah.
They've been around forever. I just wrote a joint on their record, and then obviously the features that I've done on other people's records, but mainly, honestly, this past 6 months, as much as I've wanted to write for other people, I've had to work on a record, so I've had to kind of lay that on the side. But I'm trying to think who else I've written for over the years. Obviously, K9's project. But for me, the writing, songwriting process is, it's kind of like, it might be more formulaic for some other people, but for me, it's literally like, it starts with some gem of an idea, something that I'm passionate about, whether that's a chorus that just pops into my head, whether it's something I get mad about. On the new record, I was talking to some friends of mine, and we were just talking about Christian radio and how divided it is and how hard it is to get on there. And this line just popped into my head. You know, I don't know if you're familiar with, like, Becky and Soccer Moms, but, like, that's what CCM calls their target audience, and I'm just tired of it, you know?
Right.
So this line popped into my head, and it was like, this ain't for Becky, this ain't for Soccer Moms, this is for kids in Somali who ain't got no moms.
Yeah.
And it goes on, but, like, that started the whole song. Wow. I had that first line, and it turned into a song called "I'll Get By." And but yeah, for me, it's like because I program and I do all that stuff. It's like you got to be careful trying to do too many different things. I still want to be excellent in the details and not get carried away. You know?
Tight, man. I think that's tight, man. What's a testimonial from your music that somebody has said to you that you were just blown away when you heard of it?
Yeah, I think a couple songs I wrote from a place of just telling a story, like an old song called "Hurt No More" and then this "Antidote," and then a couple other ones where a listener can say, "You just told my story through that song. Like, that was me. Like, you literally..." It's almost prophetic in a way, like, that was me in that song, and so thank you. You know, people get touched when somebody else kind of says something for them.
Yeah.
Through music, whether it's talking about pain or talking about, you know, just the adversity in life. And so a couple of the biggest just encouraging things for me, because, I mean, because I do music to entertain too. I do it to reach out and touch people, you know, and minister to them, but it's to entertain too. And so besides just people encouraging me and just saying, hey, thank you for being unique, thank you for being different, thank you for being courageous to be yourself and not try to sound like other people just so you can try to get on somewhere, it's people encouraging me to just stay true to myself. And so yeah, that's pretty much it,
man. That's what's up, man. I know you were signed to a record label, man, Goatee. and you decided to walk away from that, man. What's the new direction that you're going in? And if you want to share some of the reasons why you left, you can go ahead and do that.
Yeah. You know, I think it was just a bad fit for me. I had moved down to Nashville, and I talked to a lot of the different labels down there after, you know, it took a while, but I got kind of in. And Goatee was the only label that would kind of let me be me and just make music and not get so political. And because, you know, because I'm so diverse, I could really mishandle my gifts.
Right.
become you know, whatever that is. So Goatee was the best look on the front end, and you know what, they're great people, but a year or two after I signed, I mean, they had went from 15 people on staff down to like 4. The industry is collapsing.
Right.
And instead of it becoming what I thought it would be a grassroots, grinded out approach. The guy that manages me, Calvin, him and I have this grinded out approach. It's like, look, I know we have excuses, but this is all we have. Let's make the most of it. Let's try to create something out of nothing, as opposed to let's see what happens. And that's kind of where it was going down. I mean, they got me on some good tours, and you know, they funded 2 records for me, and it was never a blow up. It wasn't anything ugly. I just knew last year I approached Joey, the owner, and I said, man, we got to do something different.
Yeah.
And so I asked him permission to say, what can we do now that all this has changed? And a few months later, he came back and was like, man, this is what we can do. We understand if that's not enough, you're free to leave contractually. And so I took that opportunity, and I, you know, it's kind of the thing of, if it was going to be small, then let us be small by ourselves. You know, we've got a lot of relationships, and especially nowadays, it's better to be able to kind of move on a jump and be able to, like, boom, do it, as opposed to being tied to a company.
Right.
Who's like, all right, well, let's figure this out. Let's all get together. And it was like, man, everything's changing so fast. So, so it was a good way to get out of it. Toby, Mac, and I are on good terms. Nothing was ugly. I just feel like that window of time, I got held back a little bit, you know? And I don't mean, like, from selling millions of records. I just mean held back from being able to kind of, like, run path that was calling me to.
Yeah.
Still all worked out. Still, yeah.
Yeah, I always think, you know, when people see something like a breakup, even in Christian circles, they think something happened wrong. You know what I'm saying? So it's always good to hear, like, what really happened.
Yeah.
And if you're an artist or somebody out there that was speculating, check yourself. You did?
Right.
Let's do this, man. I want to ask you, you're on this tour, man, the Misfit tour. You got added on, like, you know what I'm saying, like, right as the joint was going. Let's talk about what this Misfit tour has done for you, man. How has it been? What's going on?
Well, the Dallas show was great. I'm going to just say that.
Okay.
Dallas was jumping off, and that was a great look for me. So far, because I jumped on it late, there's only been 2 other shows. And so I can't speak too much yet. We still got a lot here. I'm in Phoenix now, and then we got 5 back-to-back shows.
Wow.
So I think what it's done for me, man, is because on this new record I embraced maybe the, I don't know what you call it, but call it urban side. It's a blanket statement, but it's like just the hip-hop side and trying that in front of the crowd of people that know hip-hop, that you can't sneak anything by them in Dallas, and it was jumping off. It was crazy. I mean, I was like, it shocked me, the response. I was like,
wow.
Oh, so here you go. You have to test it out, you know?
Yeah.
So it's kind of like, I've always just gone where there's been favor. I've just, if people love what I do, then cool, let's go. And so, and being embraced by, you know, these guys, Molly Music, Truth, Ambassador, just kind of building friendships with them, Sean Simmons, it's just good to be able to kind of be alongside other cats, you know.
Yeah.
So it's been great so far, but like I said, I've only been on 3 shows. It starts to get thick here tomorrow night, and then we're hitting it hard. So.
I heard about the Xbox battles, man. Are you involved in those at all? Or what's up, man? Let me know.
I haven't jumped in yet. I'm kind of a Madden dude, and, okay. and they've been playing this Marvel vs. Capcom, whatever. I can't. It's too much for me. I just look at it and I'm like, nah, I'm not about to just jump in and get smashed. So let me sit this one out.
Hey,
they're playing the. Yeah.
I was going to say, how you play K-9 in Madden? Because he just demolishes me, man.
Is he for real?
Yeah, he's for real, man.
Okay, I could imagine that. And he talks, does he talk slick about it, or does he kind
of
just...
You know, he's one of them cats that he gonna use the Bible to talk trash. You know what I'm saying? Like it'd be funny, man. Like, we play like, man, me and my dude K, we play probably like 2-3 times a week. We done played like 80 plus games, man, and we go at it. We'll play all day, you know what I'm saying? We'll be throwing the controllers and everything on the couch, not on the floor, right. Nothing like that. But it just be like, ah!
Right.
So yeah, man.
I could see K being real competitive, yeah. But not, you wouldn't think it, but you know it. Like,
what system you got, man?
Oh, I just 360 at the house.
Okay.
Yeah, like I said, I was, the past literally 4 months of my life, I've been putting in 10, 12 hours on this record. It took on a new life, and so it demanded much more than I had thought. And so we do Call of Duty too. We did Black Ops. That's what I was rolling with. So that's and Madden, but I guess I didn't even really get deep into Madden because it was kind of like, I'd be halfway through a game and it would be like, dude, what are you doing? Like, you got work to do, son. Get above that couch, you know?
Yeah. So let's talk about this next project that you got coming out. What's the name of it and when is it releasing?
The name is How the Story Ends. It's coming out 11/11, which is November 1st. And that's probably like 3 weeks away.
Yeah.
This is kind of like, it's my baby, you know. I just really, that's been my focus half of this year. And so November 1st, it'll be out, and I feel like it'll be a big statement for me. You know, people will either get it or not get it.
Yeah.
And we'll see how that goes. But I'm excited about it, for sure. And your boy K, he did some haze on there. He didn't want me to tell anybody, so I don't. I guess I wasn't supposed to leak it, but I called him in the... It was like the day before I handed the record, and I was like, dude, I need some A's on this, but I don't have that thick voice. It sounds wrong, me doing it. And yeah. he said, I don't do those anymore. He said, B, he said, I don't do those anymore. And he was like, but you know what? I'll just do it this one time. Don't tell anybody. So I guess he had to know I was going to tell people, though.
Yeah.
You know? So,
he's got
like a couple of those on there.
Hey, man, I'm about to mess with him too, man, after this interview, man. So what else is next with you, bro?
Man, this tour will end right when the record drops, and then after that, I've just got some, I'm playing the record like in Houston and a couple other cities, just playing the new music straight through. And then pretty much from there, it's just figuring out ways to be strategic, like, you know, Lecrae's on this record on the song called Made for More, and so we wanted to do a campaign in January. All this is in the works, so it's not official, but
yeah,
just do campaigns behind the songs, and I'm sure we'll shoot a music video in there, because being indie, you know, it's tough, but it's like there's channels out there, you know, that'll really help. And so I'm also just, you know, I'm expecting, I did this record based out of faith. You know, normally I'm a pretty pragmatic, think it through guy, and logistically all trying to, you know, have everything answered, but this is like, I gotta do this,
right.
So let's do it. And I can't tell you how miraculous the process was. It was pretty remarkable. I just kind of sat back and was like, man, this is stuff I could never have done, you know, just me by myself. I knew that God's hand was involved in what I was doing, so it just encouraged me all the more to keep pressing. So I know he doesn't do things for no reason.
That's right.
So I can't wait to see what happens after this comes out.
Praise God, man. Hey, this is what we're going to do. Yeah. We're going to wrap it up, man. Can you let everybody know where they can find you on the website, the World Wide Web? Where are you at, man?
Man, BREITH.com, and it's spelled not like it sounds. It's BREITH.com. And then from there, you know, I've got Twitter, and that's B_Wright, and then Facebook and YouTube, all kinds of stuff over the past bunch of years of probably shows where I wish the camera wasn't on, but it was on, all sorts of stuff. But yeah, BREITH.com, everything will be there. You can either, you know, you can pre-order the record now, or it'll be out November 1st. And that's where you find it.
All right, man, we want to say thanks for getting on with Yada the King Radio, and you're going to hear more from us pretty soon, brother.
Dude, appreciate it, man. It's great to chop it up with you, bro.
All right, God bless. All right, y'all, let's go into this joint. Go, Misfit, go. Featuring everybody on the tour almost, you did. Molly Music next.
A misfit, this is first because I named Christ. Then I became a misfit when it surfaced that I shamed Christ. See, sometimes you bring it on yourself and you're to blame, right? Other times you're being labeled and the label ain't right. Jesus was a misfit and this is how we gained sight. He showed us how to flip it and be misfits with a changed life. He gave us strong truth and gave us strong proof. You could be a misfit just for favor in the wrong group. The drags, you know the one that just sit on stoops in rags. Coolers clearly not their strong suit. The stained ones we'd always say don't know how to act. Hardly a wilder bag, twisted like a bottle cap. We might need a misfit to mix it up with this clip. These are all the misfits that Jesus loves to get with. Let's go, Matthew 28, Petro. Go till we cover the face and they glow. Franco.
You did it, really don't compare.
They talk about my clothes and hate on all my dreams. They never really know the pain that I've seen. They feel a little low, I'm high as Charlie Sheen. Washed in the blood, misfit, I'm coming clean.
Just a little bit. Let's make it magical. Yelling out, go misfit from Egypt to Mexico. New level, Mexico, to the uttermost parts of the earth. Up, up, and away we go. Better get out the way, y'all get hurt. Forget the majority of the most common way to get it work. Submit to authority. And the only real way to get it work is to pressure on your knees. Surrender your members to God. I tell you, you're lucky. I only got 8 bars.
Just the strength of my brothers and all the compassion I felt, I wanna give it to others. I'm so ready to feel the burn like a mitt in the oven. And go where the wild things are, I'm in a position to love them. We in a position to love them and demonstrate Christ. Opposite the pictures depicted him as another religious icon. My God resisted the rebel with the issue with the religious on the mission to rub them the wrong way and expose how ridiculous it was for them to think they were so much better than other sinners above them. No, now we stand as a picture of hope. Screaming Christ is the misfit to know. Let's go,
oh. We'll stand strong and we'll find the fun. We're a misfit.
far as everybody knows right now, Misfit Tour is going down. I got another cat putting it down on the tour, and that's Molly Music, man. And Molly, first of all, for those that might have been sleeping under a rock or something and they don't know who you are, tell us who Molly Music is, man.
Yeah, yo, Molly's just a lowly country boy from Savannah, Georgia that loves God.
Amen.
I'm definitely the epitome of God using the foolish things of the world to confound the wise, man. I'm serving as minister of music at my church, Faith on the Move Ministries in Savannah, Georgia. My pastor's Pastor Eric S. Jackson and co-pastor Bernadette Jackson since I was 11 years old. About 3 years ago, I was released to minister to the nations, and this is what's become of it. So that's all it is, man.
Man, let's talk about. See, you said you were the youth or the praise and worship leader there. You still are as well.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay, let's talk about that time frame where you were being built before God pushed you out. You know what I'm saying? Like, what was that like, man? Was there times where you were like, man, I just can't wait? You know, but what was the things God was doing in you at that time?
Well, it was the toughest time of my entire life, only because I'm like, not in a negative sense, but in a positive sense, like a walking contradiction. Like, God put a frontline calling inside of a supporting man. Yeah. So, like, you get what I mean? Like, I'm behind the scenes, but he called me to the front.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm really like an introvert. I don't really, but he calls me to speak out. My calling is to speak out. So he put all of these contradicting callings on me. So like, I have the character that is the complete opposite of what you would think would be for me to be in the front. You know what I mean? It's so weird. So that's one thing that made it very difficult, because I always would deny the calling. I didn't want to do it.
Yeah.
I didn't like the way that it looked. The last thing I ever wanted to be was a gospel artist. You know, I didn't like the way that it was perceived, and I didn't like the responsibilities of it. I remember there was a point, but I always loved to make music. Now, that was one thing I never mind doing.
Yeah.
And I remember I'm like, oh, pastor, you know, I want to sing, I want to do the CD, da-da-da. And pastor told me to sit down. And and that was for about a year and a half. And those were the toughest times, because I thought he was, you know, oppressive. I thought he was holding me back.
Yeah.
I thought he was trying to do stuff like that. And I got so angry.
Yeah.
But that during that time, that's when I learned how to serve in spite of it. And now all I'm doing is continuing to do that. And that's why all the stuff is happening. So I'm grateful for it.
Man, that's good stuff. I think a lot of artists have been in that position prior to them being sent out. Just like you said, they have to learn the service. They have to learn what real ministry is about, because a lot of people get caught up on the glitz and the glam, but not on the man, and that's Jesus, man. So let's make sure our thoughts are centered there. Let's talk about your involvement in music, man. I mean I've seen some videos where you playing the guitar. You said you lead praise and worship. So what is your full involvement in music, man?
Man, music is my everything. I do play guitar, I play keyboard, I do play the drums. I write, arrange, and produce all of my music, you know, so I'm, you know, into the engineering as well. So everything that you hear, God allows me to be able to do and, you know, and put forth. Definitely, you know, love the voices, you know, arrange all my harmonies, you know, songwriting. I don't know one part of it or one aspect of it that I don't do.
Wow. What's your favorite, though, man? What's your favorite? I know this is a hard one.
Ooh, it's a very, very difficult one, but I love writing. love songwriting, man. That'll have to take the cake, only because it can transcend beyond even the music. Somebody could not like the genre. There's a lot of older people who don't necessarily, it's not their preferred type of music, like the dope beat of I Hate You, but it's something about the content and the words that just causes them to still be drawn to it.
Yeah.
So because of that, it'd be able to transcend even musical genres that people don't enjoy.
Man, speaking about writing, I see that you just wrote a song that's just burning the airways up right now. Just came off a CD. I think the song is titled Blue God, right? Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Let's talk about that.
Oh, John. Man, that's a blessing, dude. A blessing. The fact that it's even acknowledged the way that it is. Jessica Reedy is amazing, good friend of mine. We always chilling out, always acting crazy, yo, just having a really good time. She even came to Savannah, yeah, minister for the home base. But when she was saying she was doing the album, she was like, Molly, I want a song, Molly, I want a song. But, you know, when you got Jessica Reedy, you can't do no ABCs, you know. So I'm just kind of thinking about it. And I arranged the song after this, that da, 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 on the piano.
Yeah.
And my heart began to break.
Wow.
And then I started looping it. And then that melody came, and I Blue God was born. I sent it to Jessica, and she went crazy. And we talked about it for hours. You know, she was like, I want it. I don't care. I want it. Let's do it. Because the song is extremely controversial.
Yeah.
And it was so funny to me because, you know, I'm like, whoa, I'm thinking that this has become a staple for me, even though I didn't voluntarily do this, but I have a lot of controversial material that cry aloud. I'm the writer of I Hate You. I'm the writer of Deep Blood Red. I'm the writer of Blue Guy. You know, so what's next?
Yeah.
You know, so, you know, it's a lot of things that go right when it would be wrong from anybody else. So I'm grateful for that. But Blue God is a tremendous record. I want everybody to check it out. But not only that, it's Jessica's whole joint and Leandria.
Yeah, that's what's up, man. I think it's good to have different aspects of the music that artists are doing. I have a lot of artists ask me, you know, if I'm just gonna be an artist, how can I make it? And I always tell them, you know what I'm saying, it's very important to have other avenues, streams or different ways to generate income for yourself, because a lot of times artists get frustrated because they're only an artist. What would you say to some people like that, man?
Now, I would definitely say expand. Like, it's all about anything. A new TV show can't come on and you watch it just because it's new. You have to do something to earn or deserve your respect and your anticipation.
Oh, that's good.
So respect the process of earning everyone's anticipation by consistently having good stuff. Not just that one good record you got, not that one run that you could do, not that one strong note you could sing in. You know what I mean? But diversify and enlarge your territory so that in more than one arena, you can thrive. And then once that becomes good, now I want to see what else they can do. And then you can do whatever you want.
Yeah. No, that's smart, man. Expand, y'all. Let's talk about testimonies with some of your music, man. I see you have a diverse sound. I mean, you can go from rapping on them, telling people you only got 8 bars, or you could go to, you know what I'm saying, worshiping with just one line. You know what I'm saying? So let's talk about some of the testimonies from your music that you've heard that have really impacted your life.
Oh, my Lord. So many. I was just in Dallas on the Misfit tour.
Yeah.
And there may be 4 people who stopped me and said, Molly, you have no idea what Yahweh got me through. Mm. Like, I was done. I was going to lose my wife. I was going to lose my family. And at the same time, I had no fight. I was going to give up on it all. And I don't know what the relevance is, but I mean, when God gets the glory, just stuff happens, man.
Yeah.
And then just the fact that he's chanting it, he was like, that song is so powerful. That song is so powerful. And then, you know, I got a Facebook message that said that I Hate You saved a young lady who is very dear to me, her brother, who's been suffering with crazy bipolar tendencies.
Wow.
And it's also been related to drugs. So based on that, but it being something he literally despised, I Hate You was an outlet and an avenue for him to be able to get that out, but also give God glory and gave us like the Christ right there.
It's
crazy. It's weird ways, because everybody believes that they know the way that it's going to happen. It's going to be in certain walls, or this certain thing would be said, or this would be the certain atmosphere. But no, God is doing some crazy stuff, and this music is more than just sounds. A lot of people always want to wonder why are these people here? Why are they acting like this? Why are they screaming? Why do they know these songs? Well, because it's transcended what normal songs could do. It's become a lifestyle and their personal testimonies. So when they hear that music, it's time to sing about their life and it's time to sing about their God. And I'm grateful that God has given me that gift.
Man, that's what's up, man. Let's talk about this tour, man. Misfit Tour. Is this your first tour that you've been on? First major tour or what?
Yes.
Okay,
so. This is my first official tour, yes.
Tight, man. So let's talk about this. The Misfit Tour, Molly Music. How did this even happen, man?
I was singing at the Firehouse, which is the youth ministry of the Potter's House.
Okay.
In Dallas, and I was singing there, and I linked up with this guy named Chris Durso, Smooth White Cat, was preaching, and he was on fire, and like backstage, I just loved the spirit.
Yeah.
So I was singing for him, and he was preaching, and you know, at the Firehouse, and I was like, okay. So he was reading something, and I kind of leaned over and asked him what he was reading. He shared with me and dropped a couple of notes, and then I said something back to him that sparked something in him, and he said something back to me, and then I dedicated my whole set to setting up his ministry.
Yeah.
Like, all the songs that I was going to do that were for Maui Music and all the fans and anything like that, just went away. Did some worship songs, sang Yahweh and stuff like that. The spirit was high. Chris Driscoll came up, and it was like cutting through by there, and it was an honor to serve him. He told me about this whole Misfit movement. I was like, dude, I don't know when you're going to do it, whatever, but I promise, no matter what I'm doing, I'll drop if you say that you want me and if the things really manifest.
Yeah.
And it came about in the middle of all this stuff, this BT craze, all this stuff like that.
Yeah.
My whole management, we cleared 2 months just because of my work to Chris Dressel. I love this ministry. I love him. I support what he's doing. And this is just a wonderful opportunity, and it's been doing nothing but paying off. And you can't get anything if you're not showing anyone else's ground.
Yeah.
So this is huge. On top of that, I get the bus experience, which is dope. Like I'm gonna miss the bus when I get back to my bed at home.
Yeah. What's the bus? What's the bus experience for you, man? I heard y'all be. You know what I'm saying? The hottest topic has been the video game experience, but I want to know something else, man. That's going on the bus, man. What's popping?
Yeah, well, dude, I am an in-depth gamer, dude. It's like crazy. So, yeah, I have to bring the X. And then I bought, like, apples to apples. Deuce just bought tables. Mad Gab. So we got, like, a whole trench full of just board games. And everybody, like, I got to facilitate them because I love to compete. On top of that, my body's sore now because we've been hooping so much.
Okay.
Like, it's so dope. Me, Truth, Chris Durso out there dribbling, Sean Simmons, Ambassador, T Black, everybody just out there going. And even Niasha, one of the young ladies, you know, who are helping out. It's just unreal. We're having a really, really good time, man. It's dope. Very, very clean. Very clean tour. Love it.
All right, man. And let's see, man. What's next? I know you guys got a couple more cities going. You guys going to come through to Seattle, which is my area, man. And we're going to try to definitely have a 12th fans, 12th man out there, man, getting it nice and popping, man. But what's next for you after this tour? What you got coming up?
Well, October 24th, which is kind of a tour, I'm going to be going to New York because I'm rocking on 106. I got new joint of the day, interview and 2 performances. I'm going to be on there with the car. You know, repping Christ, repping the kingdom. So I cannot wait for that. I know there's going to be many, many, many things happening that are going to benefit and come from that. I'll be birthed from that. So I'm booked all the way until March next year. So that's exciting, kind of. and most importantly, and the thing I'm most excited about is the album. It's going to be finished. We're going to, as soon as, right at the end of the tour, I'm going straight into the lab to make sure it's dusted off, make sure it's clean, make sure it's polished, make sure that it's ready to send out because it is amazing and I cannot wait to get it to everybody.
Man.
So, yeah, I got a lot going on.
Hey, man, we just encouraged about what you're doing. I want everybody out there that's listening, feel free to get the misfittour.net. Go there, get your tickets if you have not gotten them. Molly, man, if somebody's trying to get a hold of you, how can they do that?
Well, definitely, you know, the basics, Facebook, you know, search Molly Music. Also, if you can look at my bio, you can get the spelling of my real name, Courtney Pollard. That's my personal page. We chatted up on there. You can also hit me on Twitter at Molly Music and at Molly Music. Molly Music is me. That's where you get the updates and stuff like that. Molly Music. It's kind of like a personal thing. It's kind of like where, you know, I'm joking. That's where a lot of the more fun and stuff and rappers is going to be, like from the tour and stuff like that. So, yeah, man.
That's tight, man. So, you got a good jump shot? That's what I wanted to ask you. You know what I'm saying? Like, how you doing on the court, man?
Oh, yeah. I get it in. I'm a hustle, man. More of an athlete.
Yeah.
And I just... I don't get me started on it, man. It's so like funny stuff that's happening, yo.
Yeah,
man, I want to blast my guys, but yeah, it's pretty wet. We get it in.
Who's winning? That's all I want to know. Who's winning?
Yo, but that's the thing, though. We've been going to these like open gyms, these real nice gyms.
Yeah,
they always got like the hoopers out there.
Oh,
and
wow,
we so deep that we come without five. And there's this other five coming out, whatever. So the night before last, yeah, we played about four games. We lost three.
Oh, okay.
We won the last one. But that's because, you know, everybody was out of shape, you know, ain't running nothing like that. But that's why we playing, you know, more. We gonna get it in.
Man, that's what's up. All right, man. Molly, we just want to say thanks for getting on with us here at Yada the King, bro. And you be blessed, homie.
Man, we'll do, bro. Thanks.
All right, y'all. Let's get into this power mix. Ambassador up and down. I'm going to bang some joints. Misfit Tour coming to your city. Make sure you're there, y'all.
Top of the world like a polar cap. Never stressed out, always chest out, shoulders back. Always keep landing on your feet like when you throw a cat. But before you know it, snap, you're flat like a yoga mat. You can go from stack like the Miami Heat then. Overnight it's over like God's plan for Cleveland. From your family eating to family meeting potluck. You was used to feasting, then the famine popped up. One day you got a milli. Next you try to get a 10. ATM says you silly. You really need to know how to roll with season. Ask Joe, sometimes you go low without the reason.
If it goes up, then it comes down. You can go up, you can come down. Everything is for a season, seasons go round. Hope you're ready for your season when it goes down. Cause it can go up, down, up, down, up, down, up. Get ready for the seasons, cause it's going down.
You know it's coming. Just be ready. You can go from a Benz to a Buick, from a Buick to a Benz, from the fringe to the center, from the center to the fringe. It all depends. You with all the friends, you with all the ends. You could bruise them all and lose it all. You could fall to sin if you should fall. Repent. Be conscious. It's most step of reconciling power, which is a monster. Ask Joseph. He could take a slave, give him city and a key. Straight remedy to hate him and to split up families. See, don't get beside yourself. Better remind yourself. You'll never know where you'll find yourself. Maybe up or down, maybe stronger, maybe weaker. Either way, the grace to save you is the same grace to keep you.
It goes up, then it comes down. You can go up, you can come down. Everything is for a season, seasons go round. Hope you're ready for your season when it goes down. It can go up.
This is God's steeds. We see it in the pages of the word God breathed. We see it through the ages in the word God speaks. His favorite way to say it's through the Lord God Jesus. God's on top when you're seeing God lead. We see God on drop when you're seeing God bleed. We see him lifted up, we can see him on his knees. Sometimes he's in the gut, one time was on the seas. That's why we in a out of season, in a out of season, in a out of season, in a out of season. We don't have the power, so our power is the one that keeps us from falling. But when we fall, he'll seek us to come back.
When it comes down, you can go up, you can come down. Everything is for a season, seasons go round. Hope you're ready for your season when it goes down.
That I've learned the secret. I know how to abase and I know how to abound. That means in feast or famine, little or much, I stay on point. If you're going through something right now, don't worry. Seasons change. You go from up, down, you up, down. I guess that means you can reverse it. You can go down, up, down, up. That happened to me. Take it from me, I'm a witness.
Yo, since the Misfit Tour is about to hit the Portland area, let me bang some tracks from some of the artists out there in Portland. Let's see, man. I got my homie Oracle. Can't boast. Let's get it in on Yacht of the King Radio. Yeah. Hey, hey,
Look how I'm writing this letter with my own hand. Inspired by the Spirit, saved by grace is the Lord planned. Ford knew what he do through this poor man. My sins sent nails straight through the Lord's hands. In his feet, I'm the least of his chosen clan. From the womb, there's no room to be boasting, fam. Was dead like batteries that won't let your car start. Christ is the Lord over all, like some car parts. Forgetting all spark, Christ can transform you. It's so true, that's why I spit it frank like a ballpark. My heart is wicked like skateboard tricks, but go and read Galatians 6, it'll make more sense. Cause I can't boast in myself, no. Nah, because Christ wrote the check for the debt that I owe. So wretched and cold, I'm blessed just to know him, pressed towards the goal. Oh, I can't boast in myself, no. Nah, because Christ wrote the check for the debt that I owe. So wretched and cold, I'm blessed just to know him, pressed towards the goal. If perfection's what you want to attain, because my soul's blue in the middle, kinda like it's a flame. All cold in the frame, still I hold to the name Jesus. He's just take the blows for my shame. It was the unction of the Spirit that provoked me to change. He knew I trust him by his grace when he was forming my frame. My stains were with me from the womb, but don't hand me pity, cause as a sinner I was the chief like Kansas City. Missy couldn't stop the rain from falling, neither could I would have drowned within my pain, but my Redeemer was not inside. I was trapped in high waters like short slacks, cause the taste of sin is very addictive like porch pets. Without the menthol, sin is why men fall. It's not just what we do, it's who we are, fam, we've been flawed. Arm in all, how we pay for my debt with his blood, this is love, I'm amazed at his death. Yet, oh, I can't boast in myself, no. Nah, because Christ wrote the check for the debt that I owe. So wretched and cold, I'm blessed just to know him, pressed towards the goal. Oh, I can't boast in myself, no. Nah, because Christ wrote the check for the debt that I owe. So wretched and cold, I'm blessed just to know him, pressed towards the goal.
Gonna have the Orco on the show pretty soon, man. That's my bro, man. We be chopping it up all the time, man. Getting it in with him. He's doing his thing for the king. Also, Braille, P.O., Portland. Let's make it happen, Captain.
Deep breath as I cross the street. What's on the other side, right across the street? Double cross, homie had a cross on his necklace. Thought I could trust him, cross examination. I take back that last statement, boiling point. I could feel the lack of patience. Planets in habitation, panic and passive hatred. Go off the top in a battle, get decapitated. They don't hurt you on accident, it's all premeditated. They had it all planned out. I wanna fly away, but I can feel gravity and the depravity of my humanity. I feel trapped in a bubble or a square. Then I complain like the struggle ain't fair. Cities destroyed by tsunamis, different forms of despair. Like my issues don't compare.
You're feeling like grill, and I can feel it.
I let the cat out the bag, my life life was getting hard. It's still raining cats and dogs on the boulevard of broken dreams, chasing after light beams, staying close to my shadow. Keep your enemies close, raising my daughter in a broken home.
Broken home.
And when she's not with me, I'm just home alone. Might get a few calls on my mobile phone, but I keep it on silent when I'm in the zone. I zone out when the beat come in. Speak life over death, that's why I can't sleep. Cousin, face problems like a man, can't keep running. Blood, sweat, and tears, you really wanna bleed from it. This is my job, I keep my shirt tucked in, but I never punch out sometimes.
I punch in.
I feel the weight of this fallen world, I know you feel it too. The Lord is my refuge, redemption, and rescue.
You feel it like breath. Feeling like grill, you feel it like grill,
and I can feel it, and I can feel it.
Like Braille, yeah. Hey, you know we gonna keep it pushing, man. Let's go to a jam for the truth. I did get an interview with him, man. It's on YadaTheKing.com right now. Don't miss it.
Yeah, I think it's on Jahaziel.
This song right here, a live remix featuring Jahaziel. Let's go.
This with my brother, so let me spit on the subject. Not trying to dig into it, but figured I'd quickly touch it, cause I was quick to judge it, acting like I'm above it, and really I'm just the same, but my failure wasn't as public. Relaxed and I slipped, can't retract what I did, but the fact is his kids can't be snatched from his grip. Nah, I ain't justifying a sinful life, just hoping Christians might pray for a brother before they criticize. Cause yeah, I was exposed as a fraud, doing shows and tours, though my pastor told me to pause. Praise the Lord, when I showed him it all, he should've showed me the door. Instead he showed me that your shoulders were broad to bear me. See what happens walking close to the edge? Clearly, yeah, the devil must have thought I was dead, nearly. So how come I'm still alive right now, done? Well, I'ma pour it out on the next album, so stay tuned.
Thinking I can stand, cause I'm a vet like a sick dog. Boy, was I mistaken. Pacing through the thick fog, forsaking all the basics. I raced into a brick wall. When I got free, took a trip to Cali. Stayed with my sister, she was living in the valley. But that was nothing new, cause I was living in the valley. And I could feel the pressure, man, boxing like Ali. But I had his protection like Pa-weave. I was really weak, but the shepherd was beside me. Technically, that was really all that I needed. My greatest comfort was knowing that he would not leave. Now I'm down on my knee, surrendered and my arms is up. And he's working on me till I'm strong as an armored truck. Cause his commitment is to finish what he said from the beginning. I'm surrendered and committed, let's get it. Turn tragedy to triumph. Got to relax, man, and that was the problem. I was trying to pour it out with a crack in the bottle. When it's a crack in the bottle, man, the water leaks. Any house will crumble if the mortar's weak. Now I understand the false sense of security. Standing on sand like a Florida beach. Turn the page next, chapter caught a plane left. Came back to Philly, looked around like what a train wreck. But I knew that God could fix it if I laid back. Sure enough, everything I lost, Jesus gave back. Yeah, and that's the essence of grace. I got my life back, resurrected from the grave. I got my wife back, so for the rest of my days, I'll be resting, I'm resting my case. I'm alive.
Yeah. Better put them together, y'all. Misfit Tour once again coming to the city. This is the Misfit Tour special, Yada the King interview. I got somebody from the home Seattle spot, Willie Will, featuring Jazz Digger. Turn it around. Let's go, y'all. Yada the King.
Bread, but are you able to make the spirit rise from the dead? Every minute of every day, you getting them chips, chasing the cutie with the booty, cause she twisting them hips. You mesmerized by bedroom eyes, licking the lips, till you feel disrespected, time is ticking the clips. Yeah, you the baddest, you glad that you earned a title, but to get it, you spit on God and burn the Bible. Giving your heart, giving your soul over the worthless idols, spending your life, turning God to your eternal rival. But what benefit is it when it's done and it's over? You had your fun, now you're standing in front of Jehovah. Fresher than the Fresh Prince. Floss on them broads until they get the message. Diamond necklace, new shiny Lexus. Who wanna sex this? Break bread or exit. You work the ball like a pro, steady getting dough. Oblivious to the condition of your soul. Ball, broke, sin, soap. And furthermore, you don't know where you go when you croak. Whoa, don't let your whole life burn to the ground. Little mama, it ain't too late to turn it around. Cause every person is certainly eternity bound. God of yourself, who you serving and worshiping now. But as long as you got breath in your frame, it ain't never too late for confessing his name. Swagger with that ice on. But what about when your life's gone? Will any of that matter when you're standing before Christ's throne? Not a chance, so every day you must make it count. You living now, but you don't know when you breaking out. So forget what you heard in your town. If you're alive, then it ain't too late to turn it around. But you better believe tomorrow is not a guarantee. You better be ready to meet your destiny. Because we all have a definite appointment. Where we are, we'll be reflecting on our choices. Some of us will be living in blessings and rejoicing, while others will be leaving heaven disappointed. If you didn't get it before, I hope you're learning it now. Don't waste any more time and turn it around.
You know what it is, man. I heard Farron's gonna be opening up, so I was like, man, let me spin a joint from Farron. This song is so sweet, man. Let's slow it down, but let's remember what it's
so
all about, Jesus.
Sweet to me, so sweet, sweet like raisins kissed by the sun, like honey on my tongue. There's no doubt you got my heart wrapped up. I've never felt a love like this before. It's taken me over.
So sweet.
Oh, your love is
to me.
So sweet to me.
So sweet.
So sweet.
Sweet like raisins kissed by the sun, like honey on my tongue.
If I
like raisins kissed by the sun.
Ooh, yeah.
Like honey on my tongue.
This kind of love just don't pass my way. So I'm not gonna let it slip away. Take it.
Kissed by the sun,
yeah,
like honey on my tongue.
This kind of love just don't pass my way. So I'm not gonna let it slip away. Take it all, my heart is yours. Oh, your love is so sweet to me.
Kissed by the sun,
ooh, yeah.
Like honey on my tongue. So sweet,
Lord, I love you
to me.
So sweet. All right,
y'all.
So sweet.
You know what you need to do? Go to misfittour.net, get your tickets, or call 917-409-6703. I'm going to be in the Portland and Seattle joints, man. We're trying to get it in and keep repping the kingdom. Let me pay some bills. You know how we do it. Yeah, King Soul Radio. Let's go.
Presents Mark Arthur's debut album, The Obligation. Featuring Jay, Michelle Bonilla, JR, Shylin, and more. Available now on iTunes, Amazon, Rhapsody, Bus Shop, and Holy Coach. Check out Mark Arthur's new music video, Away From Here, directed by Josh Wan and shot by Essa. Mark Arthur's The Obligation. Mark Arthur knows his obligation. Do you? Visit MarkArthurOnline.com.
Yada the King Radio just made it happen, and you can catch us now on the new GospelNW.com, your internet gospel music station, every Friday at 9 p.m. You don't want to miss us as we get it in with some of the best in gospel urban music.
What is Yada the King?
Yada the King Radio is banging music, uplifting Christ, and abundant life. Yes, Yada the King Radio now on GospelNW.com. Genuine Life Records present Servant, The Fight of Faith,
featuring
Campino,
Willie Will,
Oracle,
Chaser,
and Fulfiller.
Check out the single,
The Bar Is Set.
I resurrected after my death, kid. Now I live life from Christ's perspective. I live life even after death hits and allow Christ
to life totally cool.
Available at iTunes,
Amazon,
eMusic, Zoom,
and GenuineLife.com.
Servant, The Fight of Faith. This album will fuel you
to go beyond those who have given up
in this fight. Prepare for The Fight of Faith.
Hey yo, what's up?
Yo, what's up?
What? Christian hip hop has emerged.
Hello.
Define what is hip hop.
Yo.
The real hip hop.
Ladies and gentlemen,
get ready.
Has emerged.
What you waiting for? Let's go.
SunnySouth.com,
the online source for holy hip hop.
This is the one.
CD reviews,
the latest news,
and your very own community profile.
Who are you?
SunnySouth.com, where you can shop the hip hop music store with free music downloads.
There's free music.
Listen to Christian Hip Hop Radio.
Watch videos on the TV network.
And more.
And more. And more.
At the South.
At the South.com.
The South.com.
You know who it is?
The South.com. For the life in hip hop.
California love.
West Coast rapping.
West Coast fire is now online.
Online.
Live online.
The hottest videos 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, you feel me?
Video chat rooms.
Online community.
And most of all,
yo, turn it up.
Jesus.
Gio.
Log on to WestCoastFire.com.